This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio at SportsTalkNetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at SportsTalkNetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. A lot of key baseball games last night. The biggest game, I thought, yesterday was Texas out at Oakland. To decide who would win the AL West. And, of course, everybody, and rightly so, has focused on the Yankees blowing a 10-game lead and letting the Orioles get back to within, well, to tie them for a while, now within a game. We'll get to that in a minute. But lost in the shuffle, I think, was the fact that the Rangers had a 13-game lead in the AL West. Oakland comes into the final three-game series in Oakland, Texas at Oakland, down two games. So, of course, the Athletics have to sweep to win the AL West. The Rangers only need to get one, but the Rangers lost the first game, and last night, game two of the three-game set, Rangers took an early 1-0 lead on a Josh Hamilton RBI double, but the Athletics come back. Nelson Cruz made a big error, allowing two runs to score. Johnny Gomes hit his 18th homer of the year. Oakland 3, Texas 1. So after 161 games, Oakland and Texas tied, 93 wins, 68 losses. Whoever wins today wins the AL West. And again, you'll recall as recently as last year, this game would have been irrelevant. Nobody really cares. You know, you care to the minor fact that you get the home field advantage if you have the better record, obviously. But, or if you win the division, I should say. But now with two wild cards, and even, you know, it's the last day of the season and the other wild card has not been decided yet. It will be either the Yankees or the Orioles. But you could have the lunacy or craziness or fantastic, I guess, if you're Bud Selig, result of the Rangers having a 13-game lead and the Yankees having a 10-game lead actually playing in a wild card game. We'll get to the Yankees and the Orioles in a minute. But Athletics 3, Rangers 1. I just heard an announcement that they're going to show this game. It's an afternoon game, Rangers at Oakland, 3:30 Eastern, obviously 12:30 out on the coast, that the MLB Network is going to show that game, which is, you know, a fantastic thing. Hopefully you get the MLB Network. I think it's just about everywhere now. That's 3:30 this afternoon. Yesterday, Blackley gets the win, 6-4. Harrison takes the loss. He's 18-11. Graham Balfour gets his 24th save of the year. Again, Johnny Gomes, the former Tampa Bay Ray, hits his 18th home run of the year. Josh Hamilton, a home run behind Cabrera now. We'll get to Cabrera and his pretty solid, I think, triple crown possibilities. For Oakland yesterday, Gomes with an RBI. Norris, the catcher, with an RBI. Nobody got even two hits for Oakland. They had six hits in the game. Texas only five hits in the game. Michael Young, 2-for-3. The only guy in the whole game to have more than one hit. But the Athletics get the win, 3-1 over the Rangers. And again, today they'll have the final game of the regular season. Someone's going to win outright the AL West. Now, that may not be the case in the AL East. Yesterday, you know, a lot of people thought once Tampa Bay was knocked out, you'll recall Tampa Bay beat the Orioles 2 days ago, keeping the Rays' slim playoff hopes alive. But once Oakland won the first game over Texas, those hopes were eliminated. So a lot of people, you know, you just don't understand baseball. A lot of people thought Tampa Bay was just going to lay down. And whenever you have a good pitcher going in a baseball game, it doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter if you're one game out of a playoff spot and you can't make it, or 50 games out. It just doesn't matter. Yesterday, in a fantastic game, Orioles won, Rays nothing. Big game, James Shields started it, threw a complete game. 9 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 run earned, no walks, 15 strikeouts, and he takes the loss. the only run of the game, a moonshot home run by Chris Davis, his 33rd of the year. He's had a fantastic season. Orioles won, Rays nothing, a total of 4 hits in the whole game. The Rays got 2 hits, the Orioles got 2 hits. Longoria got a hit, and Jimenez, the catcher who had that big hit 2 nights ago for Tampa, got a hit. Nate McLouth got a hit, and of course Chris Davis had really the only hit that frankly turned out counting, a home run, so he has the only RBI, the only run in the game. Orioles won, Rays nothing. Gonzalez pitched very well for Baltimore as well. He gets the win. Their bullpen was great as well. And what can you say about Johnson, his 51st save of the year? You know, to me, I think you have to talk about him when you talk about AL Cy Young winner. I don't think he'll get it, but 51 saves, 2.49 ERA. He's been phenomenal for the Orioles. Baltimore won, Rays nothing. So that put a lot of pressure on the Yankees to win. Of course, the Yankees with a one-game lead with 2 to go. Baltimore cuts it to a half-game lead. Same analysis, you know, the Red Sox are horrible, they're terrible, they've laid down. And again, when it's baseball, and anybody can beat anybody. This is not a once-a-week deal. You go in to play a three-game series, the other team can always get one. I don't care who it is. I don't care if the Astros were at Yankee Stadium. Yesterday, in the first inning, the Red Sox jump out to a 2-run lead. You know, Pedroia drives in Ellsbury in the first inning. Ross drives in Pedroia. It's 2-0 after one. And Ellsbury and Pedroia did not play 2 nights ago when the Yankees hammered the Red Sox. Ellsbury supposedly because he was a lefty. Pedroia actually has a broken, I think, pinky finger on his non-throwing hand, but he's a gamer. So they were both back in the lineup yesterday. They each scored a run. Red Sox have a 2-0 lead, and then they have a 3-0 lead when Loney hits a 3-1 lead, I'm sorry, when Loney hits a home run, and then down to bottom of the ninth, you probably heard the stat, the Yankees are like 0-52 when they're losing after 8. But in the bottom of the ninth, Raul Ibanez comes in to pinch hit for Nunez and hits a 2-run homer to tie up the game 3-3. And then Ibanez again singled the left. Obviously, he's a lefty hitter. That's why he was pinch hitting in the ninth inning. Singles between third and short to drive in the winning run in the bottom of the 12th. Yankees 4, Red Sox 3. So again, two fantastic games with two teams that, you know, I think people who really just don't know baseball said, oh, they're not going to play hard. Oh, they're not going to do anything. Oh, they're going to lay down. It's ridiculous. Yankees, Red Sox, I don't think anyone ever lays down. Tampa Bay, Joe Maddon, big game, James Shields pitching. I don't think anybody's laying down there. But the bottom line is, Yankees 4, Red Sox 3. Derek Lowe pitched well in relief. He's been a nice pickup for the Yankees. Raises his record for the year to 9-11. Miller takes the loss. He's 3-2. Now, you probably saw, excuse me, Soriano came into the game, Rafael Soriano, but did give up an earned run. Again, when you bring him in, when you're down, he's just not as good. But Derek Lowe comes in, throws 2 shutout innings, gets the win. He's 9-11 for the year. For the game, Jeter 2-for-6, still hitting .317. You know, what can you say about this guy's comeback season? Swisher, A-Rod, and Robinson Cano all with 2 hits. Cano's been on a tear. He's up to .308. And also Granderson and Nunez and Ibanez all with 2 hits. The Yankees with 16 hits, admittedly, in 12 innings, but still showing some offense. For the Red Sox, Pedroia 2-for-5, hitting .289 for the year. Loney with that home run, 2-for-5 as well. And Ciriaco, the young third baseman who's killed the Yankees, he had 2 more hits yesterday as well. Yankees 4, Red Sox 3. We'll get to the standings in a minute, but I do want to take a quick look at the amazing, to me, Orlando Cabrera. You know, people are talking about giving Trout the MVP. You know, this is becoming a sabermetrics thing. It looks like Cabrera is going to win the Triple Crown. Obviously, there's one game left. But yesterday, Cabrera gets 2 hits his first 2 times up, goes 2-for-3 with two RBIs, and then he's taken out of the game. The Royals beat the Tigers 4-2 in what's essentially a meaningless game, but Cabrera with his 2-for-3 day, now batting 331. Trout with the Angels, 1-for-5, batting 324. 7 points, one game, that's a pretty big, you know, Trout will have to get three hits, and Cabrera will have to go like 0-for-4. In the home run department, Cabrera is one up on Hamilton. Hamilton only had that RBI double to the warning track yesterday, but not a home run. Cabrera leads 44-43, and he has a commanding 139-128 lead over Hamilton. The problem, and look, the sabermetrics guys point out that, you know, Trout is fantastic defensively. His WAR, wins above replacement, is like 10, and Cabrera's is like 6. Trout stolen, I think, over 40 bases, and Cabrera only has 4. Obviously, Cabrera doesn't run. You know, the Cabrera supporters say, well, look, Cabrera moved from first to third and has actually played a pretty good third for the Tigers, and that allowed Prince Fielder, 30 homers, 108 RBIs, to play first. How many extra wins was that? But I think when you have a guy who's had the year Cabrera has had, a triple crown year, and another deciding factor to me, his team winds up making the playoffs and Trout teams winds up not making the playoffs. When you talk about MVP, it's always hard to me. It's not MOP. It's not most outstanding player. It's most valuable player. So as great as Trout was, his team is not going to make the playoffs, and you know they were loaded for bear. Everyone thought they were going to be the best team in the AL and win the World Series. So I think Cabrera should get it. I think he's going to win the Triple Crown. Again, if Hamilton hits one home run, that's not good enough, because if you're tied, as Yastrzemski tied the last time there was a Triple Crown winner in 1967, if you tie for the lead, you're a winner. You're a leader. So if Hamilton and Cabrera both have 44 home runs and Cabrera wins the other two, which he should, 11 RBIs, 7 points in batting average, he's a Triple Crown winner. So that's another interesting sidelight. Again, Cabrera 2-for-3 yesterday. Trout 1-for-5 as the Angels lost to the Mariners. It doesn't matter anymore for the Angels there. You know, they've been eliminated from playoff competition. Now, tonight, the important games. Yankees play the Orioles. Yankees up 1 on the Orioles with 1 game to play. If the Yankees lose and the Orioles win, there'll be a playoff tomorrow. And then the loser of that game will play the wild card game on Friday. I mean, that's a tough road to go. But only if the Yankees lose and the Orioles win. Otherwise, the Yankees will win the East. The Orioles will be the wild card, and they'll play Friday. Oakland, Texas, again, 3:30 this afternoon. The winner of that game wins the AL West. The loser of that game plays in the wild card. There's no chance there for a tie. So obviously your playoff teams are set, Yankees, Baltimore, Detroit, Oakland, and Texas. But we still don't even know either of the wild card teams. The loser of Oakland, Texas is a wild card team. If the Yankees and Orioles tie, the loser of the playoff game tomorrow is the wild card team. If the Yankees win or the Orioles lose, then the Orioles are the wild card team. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. I guess you can make the argument there's two down. You know, if there was only one wild card team this year, right now there'd be a three-way tie for the wild card. So I don't know if this really created a lot more excitement. It gave other teams some hope. But now as we get to the very end of the season, look, I think it's good to have a second wild card. I don't like the wild card. I've said it 100 times. If you're going to have one wild card, you might as well have two, because now the division winners really do have an advantage, and they should have an advantage for winning the division. We'll get to the National League after the break and a few other things. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion. Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Played the key games yesterday. The Cardinals and Dodgers fighting for the wild card. The Cardinals were up two games with two games to go. They lost in an earlier game than the Dodgers game. The Reds beat the Cardinals 3-1. Latos gets the win. He's 14-4. Carpenter took the loss. He's 0-2. Chapman, back from injury or fatigue arm, got his 38th save of the year for Cincinnati. But that put the Cardinals in a bit of a hole. Scott Rowland, two hits for Cincinnati. Navarro, the catcher, two hits for Cincinnati. Rowland with his eighth home run of the year. But the Cardinals, by losing, opened the door for the Dodgers to at least have a shot. They could have cut the lead to one game. They're playing the hated Giants in Los Angeles. But the Giants get out early with a Posey home run, and they hold on. Dodgers scored two in the seventh to cut it to 4-3, but that's your final. Giants 4, Dodgers 3. Zito with a great year this year, 15-8, gets the win. Capuano takes the loss. He's 12-12. Romo with his 14th save. Zito, six innings pitched, six hits, two runs, both earned. Finishes 15-8 with a 4.15 ERA. Capuano finishes 12-12 with a 3.72 ERA. Posey with his 24th, the big home run, obviously. Arias with his fifth homer of the year. Ellis with his 13th of the year to bring the Dodgers back into the game, but they just couldn't get over the hump. And as a result of losing, of course, they're eliminated. Had they won, they would have cut the lead to one with one game to play. But the Giants 4, Dodgers 3, St. Louis, despite losing, clinches their wild card spot, which was the only way they were going to make the playoffs, and they will play in their wild card game on Friday as well. A couple of other things to look at in the National League. We talked about Adam Greenberg, who had been hit in the head by a Marlins pitcher back in 2005, actually had not played baseball this year, was in the Independent League the last 3 years, but signed by the Marlins to a one-day contract to get an at-bat, unfortunately for Greenberg, I think. The one day was yesterday, and the pitcher for the Mets was R.A. Dickey, who has a chance to win the Cy Young. And Greenberg did get up as a pinch hitter in the sixth inning. Unfortunately, struck out on three pitches, went down swinging. Again, hard to hit a knuckleballer. The pitch he swung at was probably out of the zone, but irrelevant. Just the fact that he could do this and at least get all the way back for one at-bat, one day. I mean, I think it was just a great thing. I wish they would have signed him for tomorrow or yesterday, but that's just me. But Adam Greenberg does come back. Interestingly, Dickey, looking for his 21st win, gets a no decision. The Marlins win 4-3 and 11, and that's really not relevant to the overall thing. The question now is, can Dickey win the Cy Young? And as great a year as he had, and I think he should win it, 20 wins, 230 strikeouts, led the major leagues, 2.73 ERA, just unbelievable, and playing for, you know, a very bad team, frankly. The Mets finish 73-88, plus whatever they do today. 15 games under 500. I think he's 20-6, 14 games over. But there are a lot of other guys, you know, we'll just have to see. I think there's a bias against knuckleball pitches. I hope he wins it, not because I'm a New York guy, just because I think he deserves it. To reinvent himself in the space of 2 years is really, in my opinion anyway, unbelievable. So right now, obviously, all the divisions are clinched in the National League. What's left is who's going to have best record. Washington Nationals 97-64, Cincinnati 97-64. If they both win or they both lose, Washington has the tiebreaker. If Cincinnati wins and Washington loses, then Cincinnati will have the best record. Obviously, that's for home field advantage. Throughout the playoffs, San Francisco long ago clinched the West, and the wild card game will now be St. Louis at Atlanta, because St. Louis, even though they lost, the Dodgers lost, so St. Louis is up 2 on the Dodgers with one game to go, obviously. That's why they clinched. So we might have a game tomorrow, Thursday. If we do, it will be Yankees at Baltimore. I think the Yankees and Baltimore split their head-to-head series, so they went to games within the division, and the Baltimore has a better record. So if there is a playoff game, it can only be Yankees and Baltimore tomorrow. Again, you have to wait for the result of Oakland and Texas later today to see who's going to win the division and who's going to be the wild card. So there's still a lot to be decided. I'm sure this is something that Bud Selig probably wanted when he agreed to the second wild card. Again, I'm not for the wild card, but I am for a second one, because winning the division should be something major. And now baseball has made it, once again, something major, something more than winning the wild card. Remember, before there was a wild card, baseball was the only sport where losers couldn't win. Once they instituted the wild card, you could come in second place with the best record in your league and still win the World Series. I still think that's wrong. But whatever. A few non-baseball things. Let's go to the NFL. If you saw the Jet debacle against the 49ers, the scariest thing was probably Santonio Holmes going down with a non-contact-related injury. Your first reaction was it might be like Darrell Revis, a torn ACL, but it wasn't. It was a foot injury, but Holmes went down without being touched, like somebody shot him. Gave up the ball, you recall, actually flipped it in the air, which was a little bizarre, but I guess when you have that much pain, you don't really think about the ball. And then the 49ers picked it up and ran it back like 80 yards for a touchdown. You know, the game was out already when that play took place. But more bad news for the Jets today. Originally, they said the X-rays were negative. Now, after an MRI, it looks like, apparently, Holmes has torn ligaments in his foot. If he does, he's out for the season. So, look, I didn't think the Jets were going anywhere anyway. I think it was a lot of hype, which is what the Jets have been. They did go to those back-to-back AFC Championship games and lost them both, but last year they were no good. This year they're no good. You know, the Jet fan, the optimistic Jet fan, well, we're 2-2, the Patriots are 2-2, we're tied for first, but obviously the Jets and the Patriots are going in opposite directions. So it looks like, not official yet, but it looks like Santonio Holmes is out for the season. We'll just have to wait probably later today for that to be confirmed. One other thing, Bruce Arians, the interim head coach of Indianapolis, because Chuck Pagano does have a form of cancer treatable. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Hopefully he'll recover and get back after waiting a lifetime to get a chance as an NFL head coach. But Arians is a quarterback guru. He's the offensive coordinator. He helped a guy named Peyton Manning many years ago when he first came into the league. So he has a great resume. He's always wanted to be a head coach, but he said, of course, not like this, and you can understand that. But Pagano's out for a while. Again, nobody expects Indianapolis to make the playoffs, but we'll have to watch the progression of Andrew Luck. WNBA quickly, they're down to the Final Four. We'll give it a little coverage in the next 2 weeks. Western Conference Finals, Minnesota Lynx against L.A. Of course, Minnesota, the defending WNBA champs. And the Eastern Conference Finals, Connecticut and Indiana. Finally, your TV today, as we said, 3:30 this afternoon, Rangers at the Athletics. That'll be on the MLB Network, 3:30 in the East, 12:30 in the West. Orioles at Rays, 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. And the Red Sox at Yankees, I think ESPN, too. And that's your TV mainly tonight. It's clearly a baseball afternoon night to decide who's going to play who, where, who's going to win, who's not. And again, there is a chance that tomorrow there could be a one-game playoff for the AL East, only the AL East, between the Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.